The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, let's start the segment with a little bit of good news. More than 2.5 million households, not individuals, households have dropped off food stamps under the Trump administration. Yeah, 2.5 million households that were dependent upon food stamps when President Trump became president now are not dependent on food stamps. 2.5 million. Don't expect anyone in the mainstream media to congratulate the president or his administration. Don't expect anything positive. In fact, look for a spin. Instead of saying, isn't that great? Because, hey, if you're a conservative, then you know that the goal of welfare should be very temporary. To give people who need help for a short period of time and to help them become self-sufficient. That should be the goal of help. And by the way, that is a biblical principle. You help people when they need help, but the help is to help them become self-sufficient. So they're not dependent upon government or the church or whatever. But if you are a true leftist liberal, your goal is to keep people dependent because that's how you maintain power. You tell people, vote for us, we will take care of you. Vote for us, we will give you free food. Vote for us, we will give you money. Vote for us, and we will take care of all your needs. Vote for us, we will give you free health care. Vote for us, we will give you free cell phones. Vote for us, we will give you free housing. And so the whole goal of the welfare system under the liberal left is to make people dependent continuously on the government, and that keeps the government in power. It's a new form of slavery. I say that advisedly, cautiously, but truthfully. When the goal of welfare should be to help only those people who really need it and only for as long as they need it. So look for the liberal left and the mainstream media to go, those are 2.5 million people that Donald Trump has kicked off welfare because he hates poor people. And because he hates people, he doesn't want them to, he wants them to starve to death. Instead of saying, wow, isn't that cool? 2.5 million people are no longer dependent upon the government. Isn't that great? And then we have this. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She has all kinds of wonderful proposals, and one of them is she wants to do away with prisons and jails. Just do away with them. Just open the doors. Say, hey, y'all, all you murderers and felons and rapists and robbers, just open the doors. You think I'm making this up? Here's a story from the Washington Times. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez proposed abolishing prisons in favor of just alternatives to incarceration, she said on Monday of this week. Mass incarceration is our American reality. It is a system whose logic evolved, listen to this, with the liberal left, everything is racism. Everything. It lists what she said. Mass incarceration is our American reality. It is a system whose logic evolved from the same lineages as Jim Crow, American apartheid, and slavery. I would challenge Ms. AOC to find any culture in human history that did not have some form of incarceration. You won't find it. We have had evil, wicked people since the fall in the Garden of Eden. We have had jails and prisons. I mean, you read Bible times, the Roman Empire, the Greek. There has been a necessity for incarceration. Sadly, has nothing to do with slavery. Anyway, I'm going to go to the phone here. But she says, and this is a quote, "A cage is a cage is a cage, and humans don't belong in them." Uh-huh. But I'm not going to go into a long lecture, but most of you know that this is all about worldview. The liberal says everybody is godlike. Everybody is basically good. Every man, every woman has a good nature, and all they need to do is just be encouraged. Where a biblical worldview begins with the fall of man and understands that every man and woman is basically fallen and in need of redemption. A cage is a cage is a cage. So she wants to abolish jails and prisons. Can you imagine the kind of world we would have if she ever got into real power? Wow. All right. Before the break, let's go to the phones, and I've got Mark in Columbus. Hey, Mark, welcome. You're on Bobberty Live. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you.
Are you enjoying this weather?
Don't do that to me. I have been stuck inside all day in this beautiful day, and you rub it into me. You did that on purpose.
But it's beautiful outside, Bob. When you get out there, you just wait.
Yeah, when I get out there.
Hey, so I don't know about this whole thing about heaven. You know what? When I'm tired and I go to bed, boy, it feels good. And you know, there's a lot of other things that feel good that we do because we're human. And, you know, good stuff, you know, good stuff. And
hey, I enjoy rest, but it won't be cool that we won't need it in heaven. We won't need it.
I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, it's just, you know, but I can't wait. I'll be like Flash. I think we'll be all over the place, you know, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
But I did want to talk about Trump and this Kurd thing.
Yeah.
I think he's letting, you know, lots of Kurds die and you know, letting all the prisoners that the Kurds are holding, the ISIS prisoners that they're holding, they could go loose when the Turkish go and bomb them as they're doing, and it's a huge mistake on Trump's part.
I fear
five deferment president.
Yeah,
Trump. I mean, I'm sorry. anyway.
I fear that too, Mark. And you listen regularly, and I've been very supportive of the president every opportunity that I can. And his pro-life pro-life stance has been wonderful.
Okay.
But I do believe this is a mistake. I believe innocent people are going to die. And he has almost no support even from his own party on this. He's really been the Lone Ranger on this, and I have no idea who advised him. Some of the top military leaders have said, we didn't even know about it. You know, we had no idea this was coming.
Well, if you ask me, I believe it's to satisfy he loves to satisfy the things he promised people he was going to do.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and I think that's part of what he's all about.
Well, that's true. And he promised to get us out of these countries and get us out of war. And by the way, I agree with that, but there's a way to do it.
Right.
And I fear that this is not the way to get us out of this particular conflict. And when Obama took us out of Iraq too soon, we suffered the consequences for that. And Donald Trump was very critical of Obama for taking us out too soon. Now, Donald Trump never, ever, ever supported the Iraq war, but he said, since we were there, we needed to win it, and so on and so forth. He was very critical of Obama pulling out too soon, and I think he's doing the same thing that he criticized Obama for.
Trump, as far as being a leader in war, I think he's a bad one. I think he's the wrong horse to run on.
Yeah.
But as far as some other things, he's done pretty good.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Well, I guess I'll let it go.
Well, and Mark, thanks, again, we're not to have unconditional loyalty to anyone, even a president. You know, we support every opportunity we can, and we pray. Hey, Mark, always good to talk to you. Thanks. Have a good evening. All right, we need to take the final break of the hour. And maybe you have thoughts on this. I'm not taking a strong, he's wrong, because it's not my area of expertise. It really isn't. But I fear he's making a terrible mistake. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this isn't exactly breaking news, but earlier today, Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien announced that former 10TV meteorologist Mike Davis has been indicted on 4 different felony counts. Yeah, 4 counts related to child pornography. Here's the story. Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien announced Davis was indicted on various felony degrees of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor. The indictment alleges that Davis downloaded and emailed to himself videos and images depicting young children engaging in sexual activity. You know, I know that all sin is evil and wicked, but there are degrees of sin. I really do believe that. Not all sin has the same consequences. One sin makes you a sinner. One sin separates you from God. So you don't have to commit a horrible, heinous sin to be a sinner. Are you with me on that? But this thing that all sin is equal is not found in Scripture. There are degrees of punishment in hell. There are degrees of reward in heaven. Not all sin has equal consequences. And if you read, particularly 1 Corinthians, sexual sin is singled out as something just more wicked, more evil, because our bodies are the temple of God. And when it comes to children, there is no limit to the depravity of man, okay? There is no limit to the depravity of man, but even with that said and understanding that principle, how can a man with his own children? I don't get it. anyway, that's was announced today. He will be arraigned the end of October. He will not be arraigned until the end of October trial. I don't know. And then there is this. I keep telling you that same-sex activity is an aberration. It is not normal. It is not natural. It is not what God designed. And when you get out of what God has designed, there are consequences for that as well. And so I've been making the case for years. When we talk about same-sex attraction and same-sex activity, even if there was not a biblical, spiritual aspect, there is the natural, physical aspect. It is harmful. Not only is it wrong biblically, it's harmful. Headline, three major STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, reached all-time high in infections in 2018, says a new CDC report. The combined number of cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis have continued to increase, reaching what the CDC described as an all-time high in the U.S. in 2018. Several news organizations are reporting that. I have in my hand a story from the New York Times. It attributed the increase to several factors, including a decline in condom use among young people and men who have sex with men. Now, this again is from the CDC, government agency reported by the New York Times, and I quote, gay and bisexual men appeared to be disproportionately affected by the increase in infection rates, with men who have sex with men accounting for, you ready for this, 54% of all syphilis cases in 2018. They make up around 5% of the U.S. population. Are you listening? Same-sex men make up about 5% of the population, but they accounted for 54% of all syphilis cases in America. Quote, the number of men with a diagnosis of gonorrhea has doubled over the past 5 years, suggesting that gay and bisexual men are disproportionately affected by that infection. And it goes on. And yet, this is what is celebrated with over 500,000 people at the annual Gay Pride Parade. A lifestyle that is unbelievably dangerous. And it's celebrated. Think about that. It absolutely defies not only the Bible, but common sense. Hey, folks, have a wonderful evening. I'm off to church. I hope you are as well. But wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.